on the 22nd of February, celebrated as National Cat Day in Japan, came the announcement of an anime for the manga, The Night of the Living Cat, which will premiere in 2025. Aside from unveiling a teaser video, further details were not announced. The story is set in a world where a virus has spread across the world, transforming all humankind into wild, slavering, furry beasts, cats to be precise. Those few survivors who remain human take refuge in the dark corners of the earth as they fight back against the feline horde. Kunagi, a man with no memory of his past, yet a deep knowledge of cats, struggles to hold on with only his wits and a will to survive. Yet, the virus transmits merely through cuddles, and Kunagi finds Kitty so hard to resist. Is his willpower strong enough to withstand this hair-raising catastrophe? Apocalypses, zombies, and zombie apocalypses are nothing new to the anime landscape, but Night of the Living Dead presents to us an end-of-the-world scenario that sees survivors fleeing from a world wherein felines could transform them into cats. Being a comedy before a horror, Kunagi aims to return to their old world, not to turn back all the cats into humans, but to go back to a world where he can love and touch cats again. The story follows Kunagi and the gang as they flee from the ever-increasing cat race while trying to figure out the cause of the situation. Kunagi's amnesia and its connection to the current apocalypse, but the realistic solution is quite obvious. Kill them or confine them. Instead, Knights of the Living Cat uses plastic bottle traps to stop the cat's barrage. Yes, sounds stupid, and if you feel so, then this upcoming anime is likely going to disappoint you. But the intention of this isn't to be logical. Rather, Knights of the Living Cat aims to be an informative and fun story that people can enjoy and maybe get some laughter out of. However, there are problems. Despite the gritty and hardcore looking artwork and the horror base, there are no stakes, no deaths, and no reason for the audience to care about any of the characters turning into cats. On the other hand, the characters, while distinct, are lacking in terms of depth and emotions, which is what one happens when one turns a serious apocalypse into a comedy. But still, this reduces the overall impact. The contrast between the cute, normal-looking cats and the fact that they are in reality the same as zombies creates humorous and funny situations, especially for the cat-loving Kunagi. Over the course of running away from the human-turned-cats, we also get to learn more about cats in general, stuff like how they are so flexible and how they do not like to get wet. Small stuff that makes the whole situation more interesting and educational. Funny too, considering the context of all of this. The highlight of this series, besides the cat, is the artwork. It's excellent, with crisp and clear lines that without the context would be called out as a plain horror. In conclusion, Night of the Living Cat is a refreshing take on the apocalypse genre. It's definitely doing something fun, and for anyone who enjoys dark humor, unique concepts, and of course cats, while it might not be the deepest story, will offer a delightful blend of scares and laughs that will leave you wanting for more.